Senate Bill 48 is a bill that we heard and passed out of the Senate last year and, you know, near the end of the session. So it got attached to something and ultimately failed. It's a very, very straightforward and simple idea. One that Senator Schapelnadal and I both discussed on the floor. And it's simply to eliminate the consideration of race from the adoption process. And so where this comes from is, again, I alluded to earlier the fact that adoption is a, from the outside looking in, you'd assume that if somebody wants to adopt that it would be, and they were able parents, that it would be something that they could facilitate in a relatively short period of time. But there's a lot of hurdles to the finalization of adoption. And in my own personal experience, after we adopted one international child, we tried to go forward and adopt domestically, only to find that that process can take as long and does take as long as 2 full years from start to finish, meaning that the finalization of adoption doesn't occur until almost 2 years after that child's been in your home. And as it turns out, just kind of hand of God kind of thing, we ended up going back to China. There was a single mom in my office that she wanted to go through the Division of Family Services to adopt a child. She was white. Her daughter is African-American. I kind of helped with the process, but I saw firsthand just how traumatic this process can be in terms of investing yourself in your heart. So her daughter came into her home at she was 8 days old, her mom, Michelle, took care of this child, but it wasn't until 23 months later that the adoption was finalized, and you can imagine the concern she had, the fear that she had that some way, somehow, that a third party, the court, would choose not to finalize her adoption. And what there tends to be is there's a predisposition, and it makes sense to place children with family members whenever possible, but at some point you've got to kind of close that chapter and have both the adoptive parent and the child move on with their lives. And what we find is that race can be a consideration, and it becomes the court itself, depending on where the adoption, what court it lands in, the judge has complete discretion to apply it to an extreme or not to apply it at all. And the way I came at this was if we've got a child that needs a family and we have a parent that is qualified, that has passed all the hurdles necessary, and they're ready to take on the role of parent for life, that they have race be the reason that that's held back and that more time is spent before the finalization. So it's a very simple, in statute it says that they can't consider the race of the child or the parent, and this removes that as a consideration that they can make.